One of the largest independent expenditures in Washington state elections this year has come in the race for schools chief. As KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld explains, an education reform PAC has brought the Erin Jones campaign $165,000 worth of advertising.
Jones is running for superintendent of public instruction. On paper, her left-leaning platform appears quite similar to that of her opponent, Democratic State Representative Chris Rakedahl. But Deb Jaquith of the Ed Reform Organization Stand for Children says Jones is uniquely qualified.
She has some well-thought-out positions on the issues. She has a very clear grasp of some of the key problems that our education system has.
The Stand for Children PAC is funded almost entirely by just a few players. Connie Ballmer, wife of former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. Reed Hastings, the California-based founder of Netflix. The Washington State Charter Schools Association, and Vulcan. Chris Rakedahl says that list rubs him the wrong way.
I'm frustrated by it. I hate the idea of billionaires being able to buy seats at any level. And then the particular frustration for me is out-of-state folks.
The donors to Stand for Children include some of the biggest contributors to the state's charter school initiative 4 years ago. And the PAC has also given heavily to defeat the state Supreme Court justice who wrote last year's decision finding that charter law unconstitutional. Rakedahl says he suspects the donors consider Jones more amenable to charter schools. Rakedahl and Jones both say they're against charters, but several years ago, Jones spoke in favor of a proposed charter school near Seattle. The state legislature enacted a new charter school law this year, which faces another legal challenge. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.